We continue on with our Jefferson West locker room chat here tonight on KNZA, Final One of 2023. We're joined by the boys basketball coach, that is Joe Smith. It is brought to you by Heinen Repair. Coach, since we last spoke, couple of games, a 1-1 mark. You beat Riverside Friday, but a tough loss at Perry LeCompton on Tuesday. We'll talk about that one in just a moment. But let's go back to Friday, 38-30, low scoring, but you get a win against a Big 7 league opponent in Riverside. What'd you like about your team's performance in that game?
That game was just kind of one of those grinded out games. I think it was parent senior night that game. So I think, you know, our guys were pretty focused going into the game. And then we had, you know, just sat out in the gym for 20 minutes or so, for that, ceremony to end. So I think maybe we lost a little focus in doing that, but, we didn't play well, at all. And not blaming anything on officiating, but, you know, officiating wasn't great. I'm sure Riverside was hoping that they could have played a little better. We didn't play great. So it was just one of those ugly, grinded out type of games and, you know, just finding new ways to win. And I think that we did some really good stuff down the stretch and, was fortunate enough to come out with a win.
And then Tuesday night, you go to Perry, always a tough place to play. Cause they jumped out to a 9-1 lead and it was just, you know, it felt like that grinded out type of game. The shots just simply weren't falling. And Perry LeCompton, you know, left the door open a few times late to give your team maybe a chance to kind of dive back into that game. But it just seemed like, again, just one of those nights where the shots weren't falling and the Cause were able to win 50-36. Just what's kind of a key takeaway from that one?
Big thing, I thought that everything that we discussed, leading up to the Perry game kind of happened. You know, we talked about, obviously Jeff West Perry, big rivalry game. So, anticipating that those guys were going to come out, amped up and ready to play, you know, especially at home. And, you know, also like just watching them on film, Perry's been really, really good. Coach Matt's been doing a good job over there, but they've been, you know, over the top talented the last couple of years and they don't have that same, you know, level of talent, but, watching them on film, I mean, that's a scrappy group that gets after it. So, you know, we just talked about, matching that intensity and that energy and, you know, or having them match our energy and not having to, you know, match their energy. And I don't think that we did that. I think they, came out and, you know, kind of punked us early and we just, you know, tried to fight back a little bit, but, you know, once you get down and, you know, especially against a scrappy physical team, you know, it's hard to, you know, claw back into games because you're wasting your energy in a bunch of other areas. But that's, you know, biggest takeaway from that is I think they just, you know, came out and they were just more physical and, you know, more intense than we were. I think we just, you know, got punked right from the gate and it was kind of hard to get back in the game from that point.
And it's a quick turnaround once again here on Friday. You go to Sabetha, arguably the top team in the league right now and the defending champs, and obviously just a very tough and talented opponent. So, again, putting that Perry game behind you, getting ready for the Blue Jays, what can you tell us about the matchup this week?
I feel like I say this every week, but, you know, no game in the Big 7, you know, no matter a team's record or, you know, what they have, you know, roster-wise, like no game in the Big 7 is going to be an easy game. And, you know, Sabetha historically, you know, has, you know, always been a really, really good team, well coached, super disciplined team. So, you know, we'll have our hands full for sure, but we'll have, you know, 2 days of practice and, like you said, try to, you know, fix some things from the Perry game, watching film, and, you know, hopefully be ready to go on Friday.
Jeff West on the road at Sabetha, a ball game you can watch on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, also broadcast live on 103.9 FM. That is Jeff West, boys basketball coach Joe Smith, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck against Sabetha. We'll talk to you in 2024.
All right, it sounds good. Have a happy holidays.